Vayter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Nun Vav. Beginning upon Nun Hema Beis Bada Bava Na Peis. Taking the last line. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Ein Chayavim Shem Tuma. Ela Al. Beep. Turn the page. Nun Vav Amar Alf. Orech Mea Ushmonim V'Sheva. Aroch of Mea Shloshim V'Chamesh. We're talking about over here the Azara. Those are the areas. 187, 187 Amos by 135 Amos. That's what you're going to be chayav for when it comes to the idea of Tum'ah. Says the Gemara, Tani Kamid Rav Nachman, Kol Azar Haisa Kuf Pi Zainal Rochav Kuf Lamid Hey. Amar Lei, so he says to him, Hachi Amar Li Abba, this is what my father told me. He goes there about this area, Kohanim Chasam Hashem Ba'ochim Hashem Kachi Kachim. They go in there, Veshachdim Sham Kachi Kalim, V'chayav Mishum Toma, like we just said. Lamute Mai, what is it that Shmuel and Rav Nachman mean they're coming to be Mamayit? What? What would you have thought? If you want to say that it's excluding the windows and the doors surrounding the walls and the thickness of the walls itself, can't be, because Tanina, we learned that in the Mishnah. So those areas are considered like inside the walls, and they do have the Kedusha of inside. It's coming to exclude the Lishchos, which is the chambers that are all along the watchtower, all along the Azar. V'i benuyos, v'chol b'suchos, v'kodesh. But if these lishkos, if these chambers are built in a place which is not kodesh, it's chol, and then they open into a place which is kodesh, into the Azara, v'atanan, tochen kodesh, but we linked in the Mishnah, in such a case, it's going to be kodesh. Rosh is v'chayv alei, mishum tuma. V'chayv because of tuma. So the Gemara, midar abanon, that's all midar abanon. Rosh says, mitzvahs chachamim, yishalo yichnesu lehim, v'tuma, aval karis a carbon like, you don't have karis and carbon. U'de'a reis Allah, oh really? You're telling me not going to be chayv da reis in those places? Well, I'll tell you, within a reis, lishkos benuyas v'chol, tuchos a kodesh, minayin shakadim v'chasam l'sham, v'ochim sham kutcha kutcha m'sharim mincha, you know, you could eat kutcha kutcha m'sharim mincha, tamad lomar, Pazagamin tells us, Bachatzer Ohel Moed Yochlua. This is talking about the carbon mincha. Bachatzer in the courtyard of the Ohel Moed Yochlua, they can eat it over there. Hatorah Ribsa Chateres Harbe Eitz Alchilas Achas. Achilachas Torah is including, like, there's many areas in reference to one eating. These extra Azaros, so to speak, are the Chateres that open into the Azara. And since it matters in Kodesh Kodesh over there, we see that really it must be that this Kedusha is Daraisa. Rashi says, B'makom Kodesh B'chatzar El Moed, it's a Daraisa thing. Amarava, La'achila Shani. No, in reference to Achila, it's different. In reference to Tumah, they're only considered Kodesh Midrabana, but in reference to Achila, Yon Echinami, you're allowed to go and eat. The Rashi says, the Rabbi Bakra, Chatzar Sarei. The apostle concludes many chaseros. In fact, the Gemara Aval Inyan Tuma Lo. You want to say in reference to Tuma, they're not going to be considered, Midaraisa. By time runs in a brayso, Liskos Abenuos Lachol Pesuchos Lakodesh. You see these type of situations. Kodesh Mechatzav Lacham Lishaba Ochlim Shem Kotche Kotche. Ain't Shachin Shem Kotche Kalam, but they're not Lishach Kotche Kalam over there. V'chav Mishum Tuma, and you're going to be Chayim Mishum Tuma. Oh, it must be that even Midaraisa, even in terms of Tuma, it's going to be Chayev. Says Gemara Ein Lo Amart Ain Shochten. Taninami ein chayavin. Pardon, lav amart. Didn't you say you can't shecht over there? Must be not after the same kedusha, right? And you can also teach over there in chayavin that you're not going to be chayav for going to these in a state of tuma. Just switch it up. Bishlam ein shochten. Okay, hold on a second. This is Gemara. Okay, I get the fact that ein shochten. Bina can I get a pesach v'lecha? It's got to be opposite the heichal, the open the kodesh. It's and you're lacking that in this situation if it's in the chatz in the lishka. Ela ein chayavin amai. Why should you not be chayav tuma if it's considered a part of the azar in reference to kotche kotchem? What's going on over here? In fact, the Gemara really flips it back. According to you, ein shochtem when it says that one can't shech kotchem kotchem there. Milo askin and the ikar shchita can I get a pesach? Aren't we talking about a case where the shchita takes place opposite the pesach the entrance way? Of course we are. Do you lack it? Because if not, Lama Yitzchak, why don't you tell me this in the first place? We know Kachum Kalim has got to be checked in the front of the opening. Right? So clearly you must be talking about when it's opposite that. Ela Afal Gav to Kachum Kalim to Pesach. Tani Ein Shachdim. We say you're not a Shachdim. You shouldn't blow Kaddish because it's not considered Kaddish. Tani Nami Ein Chayavin. You say also can be Chayavin B'Toma as well. Right, because it's not considered that level of Kedusha. One second, but you're saying you're allowed to eat in there. You don't need to have kachi kachim, it doesn't have to be connected to Pesach. Also, if I tell you, listen to Braisa, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Shnei Pishpishin Hayu Bebeis Achalifos. The Shnei Pishpishin, there were these two small doorways that were located in the Beis Achalifos, the Chamber of Knives. Go in Shmona, there were eight, the eight almost tall. In order to make the entire courtyard fit, lechilas kachim kachim erati kachim kachim v'leshchitas kachim kalim efet shechtin kachim kalim. So we see that the eating of kachim kachim has to be in front of the entrance of the sanctuary. Amar avina sami mikan lechila. Just delete from the brace that says about eating, and therefore there's no chiyuv to eat kachim kachim in front of the entranceway. In fact, what do you mean? Vaksev, the pasuk says, "Bashlus abasa pesach ol moed v'sham tochloso." Cook over there and eat over there by the pesach ol moed. So we're talking about kachim kachim. The Torah says the guy eating over there says, "No, kachim shah shiny. The special things that were done. That's a different matzah over there." That was a carbon that was brought by when they were inaugurated, by during the inauguration. Rashi says, "Gezer sakasav haisa b'miluim." Avakotche Doros is Rabu Kedamar Atora Ripsa Chaterus Harbe. Right, so that case is different. Avudimi. How do you know that we have Dam that became possible because of Shkia, that it can't be brought anymore on the Mizbeach, and then if you put it over there, it's going to be no good? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Biyom Ikrivu Azivchol Yeachel. Biyom Sheta Zoveach Atamakr. Biyom Sheta Zoveach, but until you didn't check, you can't bring the dam. And it's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, and therefore it's going to be possible. But says the Gemara, what do you mean by Haim Yibayle? We need the Pasuk something else. Beep, turn the page. Chav. No problem, base. I'm really legufe. We need it for itself to teach that what it says straight up in the pasuk that a shlamim can be eaten for 2 days and a night. How are you using this to learn out another din over here? That's just a lamin zman achila shlamim biyom zichasim memachas. M.K. Nimakra biyom zivcho ye achel. Hakrevo lamali. Why do you say hakrevo? Say ye achel. Shmamino biyom sheta zoveach ata makrev. Biyom sheta zoveach yata makrev. Makrev. Says what it's saying, Ikar of Dama, in of the blood is brought today, then the Sachabasa Yidin Lamachar, then the Mikha Bin today and tomorrow. And Ikar of Dama Machar is brought tomorrow, and the Sachabasa Lamachar, Liyom Achara, the Mikha Bin tomorrow, and the next, maybe that's the Joshua we make. Says, no, MK, the Mikha Biyom Hakrivo Yeochel. Zivcho Lamali, why did it say Biyom Hakrivo? Zivcho Shmamina, Biyom Shita Zovech, Ata Makrivo. Period. Yitmar. Let's go back to the ideas of Pigol. Mechashiv lo shlishi. If one has in mind while doing the karban, b'shlamim, to eat its meat on the night of the third day, right? It's the second night following the shchita. Chizkiya amar kasher, Rabbi Yochanan amar pasul. Chizkiya amar kasher, daha lo in tiklis reifa. Because of on the night of the third day, the shlamim is not yet set up for burning, so therefore the time is not considered outside of shlamim's time. Rabbi Yochanan Merpasel ta itchilei meachila, because already became knocked off from being able to be eaten over here by this time. Therefore, this type of kavana is considered beyond the shlamim's time. Ha'ochel lo shlishi. If someone eats the meat of shlamim the eve of the third day, chizkim or pater. Chizkim says something to be pater to bring a chatas ain't no sir. The lo intik l'sefa wasn't even brought out to be burnt. Rabbi Yosef Yochanan no mechayev. You're going to be chayev to itchil in mechila. It's already knocked off from mechila. The same, essentially the same machlokas. Tanya comes here. Rabbi Yochanan we have a bray. So actually supports Rabbi Yochanan that it's a problem. Kachem nechol miyom echad mechashem medamim mishitishka achama. They've seen him for one day, and the next night the din is that one has the idea of outside of its time kavana. You have such a thing of pigol in reference to their dam by intending to throw it once the sun already set. And it's beyond its time in reference to the meat. If you have a mind to eat it or to burn them once the first rays of the dawn. Yalan Meshachar. If it's 2 and 1, then the din is mechashim b'dam mishitishka chama. One shitishka chama, it's already in that din of throwing it outside of its time. We remember mishalom mishachar once it's amun mishachar. B'bsar mishitishka chama shloshnei yomim, and once it goes outside of time, reference to the dam, the basar, once the sun has set,
on the second day, which goes like Rabbi Yochanan says. Tanu Rabbanan, Yachal Yunechal Lor Shlishi. You would have thought maybe the Shlom could be eaten on the night of the third day, but didn't you? It's Kavach Homer. Zvachem Nechal Miyom Echad, Zvachem Nechal Nishnei Yamim. There's some that are in one day and some that are in 2 days, like Shlomim. Mazvachem Nechal Miyom Echad, Lailacharim, the nights after him. Azvachem Nechal Nishnei Yamim. Lailacharim, Tamar Lomar, Vehanoser Ad Yom. The fact that it says Ad Yom means like that, Ba'od Yom. Only while it's still day, but now when it's the already considered the night after.
Yachol Yisarif Miad. Maybe we think that the Shlomim should be burnt immediately after the second day, then the second day, Vidinu. And it makes sense because the Kavachom is Zvachim Nechol Yom Echad, Zvachim Nechol Mishnei Yomim, Mazvachim Nechol Yom Echad, take off the Achilah Sreifa, Avzvachim Nechol Mishnei Yomim, take off the Achilah Sreifa. Talmud Lomer, Bayom Ashlishi, Baishi Sarif, they tell you on the third day it's going to be burnt. Bayom at the Sarifa, during the day you burn it, V'iyat the Sarifa Balayla, but you do not do it at the nighttime. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here by a brand new Mishnah, and until next time, when we shall y'all a great, great day.